This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
Our guest today is Larry Davis. He's the director of Mitchell County Shepherd Staff. So now, Larry, you just recently became the director of our Shepherd Staff in Mitchell County. What drew you to the job?
I'm retired from the military, and I used my benefits to attend the community college at Mayland, and I did the human services program, and part of that program was to do an internship, and I did my internship at Shepherd Staff, and Martha got ready to retire, and I can't think of any better way to work than to help people out.
You enjoy helping people, I take it.
I really do. It takes a lot for somebody to come and ask for help. To be there is an honor when they get the courage to do that. To be there and to be able to help them is an honor.
Now, are you local? Were you from here originally, or did we get lucky and snag you from somewhere?
I actually, when I retired, I came to visit somebody here in the mountains and picked up one of those little papers in a box and fell in love with a piece of property and bought it when I was retiring about 16 years ago.
Well, and you know, that happens a lot because it's a wonderful place. And isn't it wonderful people?
It is. They're great people.
And you have the opportunity of helping them. And food insecurity is just something that should not be.
Should not be.
Just should not be. The topic of the day has been, of course, COVID-19. Is that affecting Shepherd Staff's operations much?
It has a little bit. We ask that people don't come into the building. Mm-hmm. You can call ahead, but you can wait, get there in the parking lot, beep your horn, call us. We'll come out. We'll talk to you through your glass so you're safe. You tell us what you need. We'll get your name. We'll write your name down. Bring your food out. We'll put it in your trunk, safe and sound.
If a person needs food and they come to Shepherd Staff, are there requirements? What type of thing do you have to do?
As of January, a lot of the requirements have changed because requirements for us to report have changed. Mm-hmm. So we'll take a name and address. Mm-hmm. We ask you how old the people are in your household, just for tracking purposes. So we're not asking for names, just age 0 to 17, 18 to 65, and 65 and above. We ask you that you sign a piece of paper, but we're not even making you do that right now. We'll sign a piece of paper for you.
Yeah.
It takes sometimes a whole minute.
I think the thing we want to remind everybody of, it's not something where you have to get out your income tax returns and all this type of stuff and that day. Basically, just so you can keep account.
That's correct.
Keep account. How many folks are you serving? And I don't know whether it would be daily, weekly, monthly, whatever number you're used to
working with. On a monthly basis, between 2 and 250 people,
wow.
Families.
Mm-hmm.
So people between 5 and 600 people, but about 250 families a month.
Where does most of the food come from?
We get some of the food is donated to us from local churches, from individual donors, from clubs. Other folks donate money to us. A lot of churches donate money to us. We get money through grants from great people, and then we buy that through manna. And we can get food through manna for 5 cents to 18 cents a pound. You can't buy it any cheaper. And a lot of their food is free. So,
well, and that's the thing that sometimes folks have to remember. The individual boxes of foods, the cans of foods are very, very, very important. But also, if anybody can make a monetary donation, which is tough right now, but if they can, it can go a long way.
It can. You take, like I said, a dollar is 5 pounds of food.
Wow, that's just amazing. And manna, of course, has all that set up for everybody, and that really is great that it is available. Shepherd Staff's located on what I would call the Bakersville Highway, where you turn to go to Penland Road, I guess.
It is. It's right across the street from that car wash at Penland Road.
Okay. So what are your hours of operation right now?
We operate from 9 to 3, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and 9 to 1 on Fridays. If you can't make those hours, give us a call. We'll figure something out.
How many folks are there? You, of course, are there, but you probably have volunteers and other folks. So how many folks does it take to run the thing all the time?
I can run it by myself. Mm-hmm. Right now I have an intern from Mayland Community College, and we have some volunteers, important people. We have a direct pickup through manna, another way of us getting free food through manna from Walmart. So we have those volunteers. But 1 to 2 people can run it because we're not bringing 200 people through at once. We see 20, 10, 15 people a day. And it allows us to give more individualized service. And sometimes you may not be able to wait until the next weekend food pantry. So we're here to fill that gap.
Yeah. And you guys are the only one that is open business hours. There's a lot of weekend ones and one day a week.
Yeah, I think we are. And that's not to make light of anything that they're doing.
No, because they're all very important.
The enemy's hunger, and we're all soldiers in that fight.
And that's the truth. If I were to ask you, Shepherd Staff, what's the organization's greatest single need right now?
I would say probably the money. That's the easiest way for us to get food, and we can get it in large quantities. And like I said, manna is just an incredible asset. We just got a delivery today. We got our regular delivery, and they helped us out with the 65 prepackaged boxes, $0.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Larry Davis, the director of Mitchell County Shepherd Staff.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.